I don't know what you are having a problem about speaking after Enrico. I have to speak after you. Well, I'll make it fast. I was hacking on Wonderbuild these days, and I wanted to make tests of the program so I can actually run it in a controlled environment to make sure I don't break too much. So I had a Perl program that started like this. No, I think I need to fix the resolution. All right, so I had a Perl program that looks like this. It does a bit more in real life, but it basically requires a configuration file in etc, and then uses variables that are in that configuration file. And I wanted to test this script without touching etc. So I tried setting the search path for Perl libraries, which should work according to the documentation of require, but well, it didn't. So I looked more at the documentation of require, and it seems that Perl allows you to put anonymous functions into the list of paths to search for. So the inclusion path, which is inc, you can put a sub in there that does arbitrary stuff and return a file handle to the configuration. I think I need a star there. So I tried this and it didn't work. Probably because for some reason Perl looks at slash before consulting the path. So what I did was this, and I think it might be worth sharing. I make sure that the require actually doesn't do anything. So what I do is I require my own, or I, with do I include my own configuration file that I want to use, and then I tell Perl, hey look, you've already included etc blob.conf. If you require it again, then just don't do anything because you've already done it. And then I call the program. So this way, when the program requires its configuration file, it won't read it and doesn't expect it to exist. So this works. In fact, with Wonderbuild, the code looked more like this. It had a separate package for configuration and another one for the code. But this is no problem. I just do package conf before I do the include and package main afterwards. And it actually set defaults before requiring. So I did have to change the script for that. I just made it from an equals to an or equals, so it doesn't change the behavior under normal circumstances, but it would not override my settings. And I made it a little bash function that behaves like blob, but uses my configuration file, so I can now write my script, my tests into this bash function. And yeah, that's it.